Bread has now joined the list of goods in short supply in Zimbabwe. The lack of bread has caused its price to increase. Now, citizens are forced to look for replacements to this simple food source. Bread now costs $2 or higher, about twice as costly as the usual price. Many people are getting used to having their tea, a favorite morning drink of Zimbabweans, without bread. Gibson Nyema now sells goods such as sweet potatoes and corn in place of bread. He told VOA, "If we can get bread once a week, that will be it. But we no longer miss it because it is now expensive. If the government would push the price of bread and flour down, that would go well with our way of living. We have no cash. If it remains expensive, I will not be able to buy dinner if I buy bread." Food sellers like Nyema are doing well. But these are very hard times for those who mostly sell bread, like Alwyn Mutero. Mutero said, "There used to be lots of bread, but these days people no longer buy like they used to do, because prices are going high. We used to sell this bread for about $1. Now it costs about $2.50, so people cannot afford it." Mangaliso Ndolovu is Zimbabwe's Minister of Industry and Commerce. Recently, he said he found a company that could make bread using local ingredients to help ease the shortage and control the price. But farmers say they do not have a way to produce wheat that is cost-effective. They are calling on President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government to help. Ben Gilpin is with the Zimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union. He says that, among other things, farmers must have a fair price to cover their production costs. He adds that farmers must have the knowledge and tools to help the farming industry grow. Government and industry officials continue their search for an answer to the shortage. Meanwhile, Zimbabweans like Gibson Nyema keep thinking of other foods to take the place of something as simple as their daily bread. I'm Jonathan Evans.